Timothy Cardinal Dolan is on Fox and Friends right now. Probably going to, I don't think, you're not one of those idiot Catholics, are you, Ducey, that wants to excommunicate my buddy, Andrew Cuomo Cottle. Look, we all have differences of opinion, and we're just as fine as living here in New Tenochtitlan. I'm getting off the subject. So, he says absolutes. You could say universals. There are some absolute rules, if you will, in nature. There are some universals. I don't want to get into it because I have to teach a philosophy lesson. But reasoning is made possible. Logical reasoning is made possible by universals or absolutes. If you start, you can't, this is the bitch of it. In nature, you can't eliminate universals. You just can't. You cannot eliminate a universal. If you eliminate a universal, you're not going to have any particulars. You have to have the universal to get the particulars out of it. This is very dangerous thinking. This is, I'm telling you, people are going to die. So back to the, so they're correct to point out that that we must have absolutes. There are truths, as Brother Francis laid out, there are truths. And if you're pursuing truth, you're going to be dealing in the realm of universals. Universals are our friends. I'll give you one example. Here's a correct statement using a universal and a particular. Some men are car thieves. Right? Craig Silverman, Joss Will, you guys know what I'm talking about. Some men are car thieves. Okay. We can actually reason. This is good thinking. Men, I mean human race, or you could mean men, males. Some men are car thieves. What's the universal in the sentence? Men. What's the particular? Some car thieves. So, you may be going, like, Mr. Church, please. This is a drive time radio program. No philosophy lessons. You're confusing. You're scaring the children. These are simple, simple things. But I guarantee you start learning these things, your mind is going to want to know more. And you're going to want to take philosophy or pretend. You're going to, I need to know. I need to know more about that. So I'm just pointing out that the philosophy Thomistically speaking, this Girard guy is on solid ground when he says absolutes are necessary. Now, since Nietzsche is blind and mimetic rivalry, stands towards victims, does not come for prejudice in favor of the weak but strong, but is heroic resistance to violent contagion. Now, they're asking his rotundity questions about
in this state up until almost birth.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Please never use the word weigh in when I come on. I asked you to avoid that term.
Right.
Listen, no, thanks, Brian, for bringing it up. Ghoulish, grisly, gruesome, these are the words that people, independent observers, are using about this so-called Reproductive Health Act. The fact that he's a Catholic, as far as I'm concerned, has nothing to do with it. Any thinking human being that would want a baby, allow a baby to be aborted right up to the moment of birth. Any thinking, thoughtful, considerate human being that would think that a baby could be, the abortion procedure could go forward without proper medical care, as now doctors don't have to be there. Anybody that thinks that a baby who survives the gruesome abortion procedure and that a doctor is no longer required to attempt to save that baby's life, you don't have to be a Catholic to abhor those kind of things. I like what, right. Remember Governor Casey in Pennsylvania? He's been gone about 20 years. So here's a liberal Democrat who said, a Catholic, by the way, who said, I didn't learn abortion was wrong in the catechism. I learned abortion was wrong in my biology books, in my study of law, particularly the Declaration of Independence and the 14th Amendment, and in ordinary common sense and human reason. This is just awful. And I don't know why we would brag about this. What bothers me, it used to be that
All right, your rotundity. All right, enough. Okay. Why can't it be important that it's in both places, that natural law makes it repugnant and the catechism in the faith makes it important? Well, we don't need to talk about it because it's Catholic. We need to do it because it's natural, it's repugnant. Why is it repugnant? Why is it ghoulish? Because the Christian faith says, thou, and the Jewish faith says, thou shalt not murder. It's ghoulish, and it is part of the... Do you see that nuanced slide there, though? Do you see how he tried to... And look, he's got three Catholics there with him. Steve Doocy, Ainsley Earhart, and Brian Kilmeade are all Catholics. Don't ask me how I know that, but I just know that. So he's in good company. He could just say, well, you know the faith, and you know the faith. But to say it doesn't matter that the governor is Catholic, yes, it does. He's bringing scandal to the entire faithful, Your Excellency. For heaven's sake, condemn this guy. In the strongest terms, condemn him. Good. You see, this is what people can't stand about Catholic leadership today. This is pretty simple. Well, I'll give Fox and Friends credit. At least they're asking Dolan the question.
Against abortion. And here is the most prominent Catholic in the state of New York, and he's saying, this is a good thing.
And the Catholic, the canon laws, which you, quoted, would also say that you have to use it for a medicinal purpose, and you think that there's...
Stop the digital media file! It's Steve Doocy quoting canon law to his rotundity, and his rotundity... Well, thank you for using that, Steve, but you don't... Hey, little boy, you don't know what you're talking about. You little layman, you don't know what you're talking about. You know who I am. Do you know who I eat dinner next to?
Canon laws, which you, quoted, would also say that you have to use it for a medicinal purpose and you think that there's going to be a good effect that can come out of this. We have a governor that brags about it. We have a governor that uses his dissent from church teaching as applause lines.
In fact,
we have a governor that takes quotes from Pope Francis out of context to draw an artificial cleavage between the bishops of New York and the Holy Father himself. He's not going to be moved by this. So what would be the use?
Here's his quote. He said this in response to the criticism he's getting. He says, I've experienced that all my political life. I experienced that when I said a woman had a right to choose. I experienced that at an exponential level when New York was the first large state to pass marriage equality against the Catholic Church. So they've been against me on all of these issues.
And what did he get? A standing ovation.
Yep.
So he likes this. He likes being the Peck's bad boy when it comes
to
the Catholic Church.
What about...